has always been about saving lives. From its inception, with a particular laser focus on highlighting the demonic, full-blown attack on innocent children. We've repeatedly highlighted the many methods of warfare being waged against kids, all at the hands of the Luciferian cabal, hell-bent on the destruction of Christianity. And so all of this, of course, requires the enemy's minions to carry out the satanic ritual of child sacrifice. The war on these little ones includes relentless indoctrination involving homosexuality and transgender propaganda, isolation away from peers, muzzling precious faces with bacteria-ridden, oxygen-inhibiting, completely useless Sharia COVID muzzles, removing kids from loving homes, hurling them into the CPS trafficking system of depraved sexual, psychological, and physical abuse, physically restraining kids' little bodies to forcefully inject them with Pfizer's bioweapon. Sick, demented men forcing their sweaty, disgusting genitals into the faces of young kids in public schools and on private property under the guise of all-ages drag shows, convincing children to mutilate their bodies and transform into abominations, all without parental consent, and even assisting them in medically killing themselves, disguising child murder as medicine. In 2016, as opposition to the disgusting Clinton family reached fever pitch, Julian Assange released the WikiLeaks vault, putting a spotlight on a segment of society that until then had been very well concealed. Small corners of the internet had covered child abduction and trafficking by the powerful in D.C. like Conspiracy of Silence and Who Took Johnny, but the WikiLeaks emails broke the satanic cabal wide open. The revelations included disgusting pedophilic photos and paintings depicting young children in various stages of distress or undress. Included among these emails were truly bizarre references to children masked with coded language derived from food orders and, you can't make this up, pizza carryout menus. You remember Pizzagate. Eventually we learned about spirit cooking and Marina Abramovich, who invited John Podesta's fat brother Tony, who's worked as a lobbyist for China and now lobbies for the nation of Libya, which Hillary destroyed. Yeah, he was invited to a spirit cooking session. In case you're unaware, and we certainly wish that we were, spirit cooking is a ceremony in which elites cut themselves and bleed and drain bodily fluids to emulate a satanic ritual. So about a week ago, I tweeted a photo of a man who certainly appears to be John Podesta. Oddly enough, the short-haired exotic woman just next to the Podesta lookalike is a dead ringer for Valerie Jarrett, the Iranian-born, Iranian-blooded puppet master behind the Obama and Biden administrations. Well, through it all, it's clear that there's smoke emanating from the fire of child abduction and abuse surrounding all of these demonically possessed literal lizard people. All of these absolute fossils somehow find a way to live seemingly forever, all without aging. They never age a day. How on earth do they accomplish this? It's certainly not Bill Clinton's clean diet or Pelosi's avoidance of the alcoholic bottle. All of the theories about the party beverages that John Podesta and Valerie Jarrett lookalikes were imbibing at their spirit cooking or pizza parties, adrenochrome seems to be the likeliest explanation. I mean, it's no secret that Hollywood and the global elites traffic in sex. From Harvey Weinstein to Kevin Spacey, two men with deep ties to the Democrat child sex abuse cult, to Corey Feldman, Alexa Nicholas, Demi Lovato, Corey Haim, Rose McGowan, Macaulay Culkin, the claims about child sex abuse among elites both in Hollywood and in politics are unable to be denied. And so the media elites work triple time to cover it up, which takes us back to Reuters. Why is Reuters so desperate to disprove, or as they say, fact check, a harmless tweet from Stu Peters? If the ritual child sex abuse wasn't happening, wouldn't it be in their interest to merely ignore my tweet about John Podesta and his penchant for adrenochrome? But that's not what they do. Not at all. No, instead Reuters goes all in, bringing light to the entire conversation surrounding adrenochrome and claims that Podesta is a serial child sex trafficker and abuser. Why? Here on this program, it's our take that the lizard people at the top of the satanic cabal running the world get off on slapping you in the face with their literal cultist rituals and child sex abuse so they can then tell you that you shouldn't believe the evidence that's right in front of your lying eyes. Here to help us unpack this deep, dark evil is resident adrenochrome expert Ed Zoll. And I mean that in the sense that you've investigated this.
I understand it. And I'm looking at that, Stu, and I wish I did not know what adrenochrome was. I wish I did not see real satanic ritual abuse. But these things are real. They're as real as day. The two people you mentioned here, this photo, as you noted, Reuters could have ignored this. But we're smart enough to know that they, doing a fact check on this and trying to discredit it. All right, we know they're doing this because you hit dead on. They do look like the couple that has run U.S. politics for the last three decades. All right, Valerie Jarrett was Barack Obama's version of John Podesta for the Clintons. Now, John Podesta is both serving in the Biden administration. Valerie Jarrett's running the Obama Foundation. What they're both involved in is cover-ups, sex trafficking. You mentioned Libya. It also is important to note that the Podesta brothers were lobbying in Ukraine before the Orange Revolution, before Maidan, and before this senseless, bloody war involving pagan rituals and literal cannibal neo-Nazis. But in regard to this story, Stu, they gaslight us so often. We have like a form of satanic Stockholm syndrome here in this country because we know they are pedophiles. We know they're Satanists, and we scream it every single day. You have done more through that tweet than any journalist in the last two decades to highlight the nature of our government, of this empire. But in regard to this story specifically, I think, one, this is a big win because Reuters was forced to acknowledge the existence of adrenochrome. They even defined it in the article. They said that adrenochrome refers to red-colored substance that derives from the oxidation of epinephrine, also known as adrenaline. Now, they're referring to a theory they say in here. They're talking about how the elite kill and torture children and take the adrenaline out of them and then consume it for life. The subject of an elixir of life, to live forever, this has been the pursuit of the, I'd say, all the way back to maybe you can say the Babylonian Empire. The notion you can somehow conquer the one thing that's guaranteed, which is death. There's no life outside the kingdom of God. We know this. You and I, we're brothers in Christ. We know that we will live forever through Jesus Christ. The enemy, they think they can pull off some kind of kabuki trick here that they can live forever in this world through blood ritual. But I'll tell you this, this story has some very disgusting depths. One of the things I found was that the notion that John Podesta, you know, it's just being misnamed here. It's some kind of bad conspiracy. No. John Podesta has before, in addition to WikiLeaks, by the way, been caught red-handed in a child sex trafficking ring.
It's time to take responsibility for the decisions that we make. Yes, demons may tempt you, but demons don't do the sinning for you. Demons may lie to you, but demons don't make your decisions for you. You ultimately are the one who makes the decisions to give in to the temptations that they place before you. Stop blaming demons. Stop blaming word curses. Stop blaming your parents. And stop blaming the systems around you. Take responsibility for your spiritual growth. Take responsibility for what God wants to do in your life. You are not a victim, you are victorious.
Then all the congregation of the children of Israel set out on the journey from the wilderness of Sin. And the people thirsted there for water, and they complained against Moses and said, "Why is it you have brought us out of Egypt? To kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will stand there before you on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it that the people may drink." At the northwest of Mount Sinai is a split rock of Horeb. Standing on the crest of a hill, the rock stands 50 feet tall and can easily be seen from a great distance.
It is absolutely massive.
We can imagine millions of gallons of water flowing out into the nearby camp. The rock itself shows signs of water erosion. Ancient petroglyphs can be found at this site, including shapes of sandals.
The Dark Passenger. Very early one morning, a bus driver from Punggol, Singapore is getting ready to start his shift when he looks at the bus's CCTV camera and spots what looks like a person sitting in the bus's upper deck, which should be empty.
Sial kan, tak ada orang kan. Berderau darah aku lah, laki betul lah. Aku kuat jerit kan dia suruh turun tadi kat dekat tempat turun orang. Nak bawa lah ke sini. Okey, maaf betul lah.
When the bus driver goes upstairs to investigate, the strange figure he spotted on the bus's CCTV is not there. The seats are all empty. So did the bus driver capture a paranormal event on camera? Or what do you think is going on here? I leave it up to you to decide.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters, another day closer to redemption today. This is Paulo Lacerna Phillips. He's from Colombia. He's a journalist and a TV host. He's hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in Colombia. And the question there is about the three tenors, one of them being Pavarotti. You know Pavarotti, the famous the famous opera singer that's doing 666 in the Eye of Horus. This is our world, right? It's so Colombian journalist and TV host. Seen here, hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in Colombia. The question is about the three tenors. One of the three tenors is Luciano Pavarotti doing 666 in the Eye of Horus. And Paulo, the TV host, is doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra with his hands. I laugh at this stuff sometimes because it's overwhelming. It's like, it really is the whole world like this. That's why so many people don't believe this, is because it's so big. It's such a big lie. People would call it a conspiracy theory, but it's not. This is reality, and this shows that our world is biblical. Many of these people are sold out. I don't know to what degree, and it's painful to think about. Eternity is real. Heaven and hell are real. Jesus is real. Satan is real. People can kind of use their free will and pick who are they going to serve, right? Are you going to serve the true living God, Jesus Christ? Or are you going to serve the father of lies, who is the small g god of this current age, this current world, who is Lucifer the light bearer, Satan, right? Uttara Bodhi Mudra. Brothers and sisters, this really is real. This is something, not nothing. God bless you, everyone.
This is Jonathan. Right?
Right.
Yeah, and Jonathan had surgery on a leg. Which leg?
On the right leg.
And one leg shorter than the other, yeah?
right. The left one is slightly shorter than the right one.
Okay. His. You want to hold the camera for me?
Yep.
All right. So give me heels. Get off that. Yes, sir, it is. It is. About 1 inch. You got his? Get real close to his and drill down low. There you go, like that.
Whoa.
That?
Whoa.
Now, this is surgically attested to that his surgeon let him know he took some bone out. So we're going to fix this right now. You ready? Relax, Jonathan. Here we go.
There it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
We're good now. You're good, Jonathan. Jonathan, did you have any pain involved with that?
There was a little pain when I was walking because of the despondence.
Yeah. Well, you walk around now. Look for the pain. Go ahead. Take a little walk.
Yeah, it feels more balanced.
Do you have any pain?
No.
Amen, amen. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Cool. That didn't take long, did it?
Healing.
You're hearing in your eyes. Okay. You had problems hearing?
Yes.
Okay. Which ear?
It's my left.
Your left ear? Okay, put your hand there. Okay, how's that? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Is that better?
Yes.
Praise God. Okay, the other one. What's your name?
Sandra.
Is that better?
Yes, it is.
So how bad was your hearing before?
Well, it's not bad, but because I went to have my hearing tested, and he did say most probably another year or two I'll need hearing aids, but not right now.
So how much improvement now?
Well, I can hear you very clearly.
Someone say, praise God. Amen. Amen. What do you think about that?
Great.
Great.
Great. Thank you.
Goodbye to hearing aids.
Goodbye to hearing aids.
Amen. And your eyes?
Yes.
What was wrong with them?
Well, whenever I think I'm long-sighted, and whenever I'm looking at words long away, they look quite blurry. And I do wear glasses, but they aren't all that strong.
Amen. Amen. Just open your heart to him and say, Lord, I want to serve you. I'm passionate for you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire. Baptize me with fire. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just talk to him. Just talk to him. Freely you have received, freely give. God is a giving God. Praise God. That's the glory of God on you, sir. Oh, thank you, Lord. What does that feel like?
Just real bright.
What does that feel like?
Oh, that's God. That's the Lord. Yeah, that's the Lord. That's joy.
Joy. What does that feel like?
Hot.
I see flames of fire coming down on you. I see flames of fire coming down on you. Excuse me. I see flames of fire. Be baptized in the Holy Spirit and with fire. Do you feel that fire yet?
Yeah. Hot. On my forehead.
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Brendan.
You are favored by God, Brendan. You are beloved. You are a man who has a love relationship with God. What can you say about that?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. You have a grace of love. A grace of love. Special man.
I'm hungry. Hungry for the Holy Spirit.
It's the power of God on you, Abby. It's the power of God on you. That's the glory of God. What does Jesus mean to you?
Everything.
That's his power coming to you. That's his power. The Lord's healing your spiritual heart. Be healed. You've suffered a wounding of the heart, and that's the power of Jesus Christ healing your heart.
Thank you.